Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered more troops and disaster relief officials to the south of his country, where two powerful earthquakes have struck over the past 2 days. So far, at least 15 people have died in the quakes, with more than 800 others injured. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter is in the region as well. He has visited the U.S. warship, the John C. Stennis, that is in the South China Sea. Speaking at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, known as the Balikatan, Mr. Carter talked about the importance of security in the region.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
China protested the visit by the U.S. Defense Chief to the South China Sea, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach favoring China's rivals for territory in the region. Fresh clashes reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in Juba. South Sudan gained independence from Sudan in 2011 after a civil war. War erupted anew in December of 2013, however, after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir's dismissal of his then-deputy Machar. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency has started an operation to relocate some 10,000 Mozambican asylum seekers to a secure camp in the southeastern part of Malawi, about 320 kilometers away from a volatile border area. Mozambicans have been fleeing to Malawi since December of last year because of renewed and sporadic fighting between the opposition RENAMO and government forces. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA the situation appears to be stabilizing now, but the border area remains unsafe.
We need to see how it evolves, and in the meantime we have to move people away from an area where they could be potentially at risk. Also, it will be easier for us to provide assistance to them further inland. I mean, some of these areas are very remote. During the rainy season, the roads are basically impassable, and that's another reason why we are moving them.
UNHCR says the relocation process will be conducted in a phased manner and should be completed in 6 to 8 weeks. Afghan government is finalizing agreements with some European member states and the European Union to handle return of Afghan refugees who are currently in limbo in Greece. The fate of the refugees is not clear, but European governments reclassified Afghans as economic migrants in February, reducing their chances of being able to stay in Europe legally. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican that happened Friday. He said it is the American young people in whom he finds hope.
They are not satisfied with the destruction of our environment by a fossil fuel industry whose greed has put short-term profits ahead of climate change and the future of our planet. Our young people want to live in harmony with nature, as part of nature, not destroy nature. They are calling out for a return to fairness.
Sanders took a 24-hour break from the campaign trail to attend the conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. Democrat Hillary Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State and Senator from New York, has a double-digit lead over Sanders in most opinion polls ahead of New York's Tuesday primary election. And the Army here in the United States has approved the first female officers for ground combat missions, following new rules that open all military combat positions to women. Women have been inching towards combat roles since the mid-1970s, when they first became eligible to attend the military service academies and enlist in the U.S. Armed Services.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America. As we celebrate in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, another of the greats of jazz, and I mean all-time greats of jazz, who celebrates a major birthday. Herbie Hancock was born 76 years ago on the 12th of April. It's hard to believe that the always youthful Herbie Hancock is 76 years old. He seems like a 26-year-old every time you talk to him. So, waiter, whatever Mr. Hancock's having, I'll have the same, please. He is just an immense talent and one of the all-time greats of jazz history. We'll celebrate Herbie Hancock, learn lots more about him from Herbie himself, and hear his music that he's created over the decades. So many different styles he's created and exhibited, and we'll have a taste of a little bit of all of it coming up from the award-winning Herbie Hancock. But we'll begin this edition of Jazz America on a sad note, as we mark the passing of the great saxophonist and a real trailblazer in Latin jazz from Argentina, Gato Barbieri. He was born in Argentina, but he became a citizen of the world and specifically lived in New York City until the end of his life, which happened on the 2nd of April. He died of pneumonia in New York City, his adopted hometown. He won Grammy Awards and certainly reflected his time on earth making music. And I want to give you a taste of some of that as we give you music that was created from one of his most popular albums, Tropico. It was created in 1978, and if you know the music of 1978, the disco beat was everywhere. Well, a little bit of that beat comes out in the modern sound of Gato Barbieri on the song he wrote titled Evil Eyes. We remember the passing of Gato Barbieri to begin this edition of Jazz America. We'll be right back. Vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater with her version of Herbie Hancock's composition Watermelon Man, one of his most famous songs. You're going to hear lots of Herbie's songs performed by him and by other folks. He's such a prolific composer. Hope you enjoyed that. Produced by European composer, producer Saint-Germain. Now, let's get some thoughts from Herbie Hancock as we continue our celebration of his 76th birthday. To show you what a national treasure Herbie Hancock is, he donated some of his musical instruments to our Smithsonian Institution, our Center for Culture and History. Well, when he donated those instruments, he gave a speech to the crowd and gave us some background about how things began for him in his wonderful musical career.
Let me talk just a little bit about how I got started in music. First of all, when I was 6 years old, my mother noticed that every time I would go over to my best friend's apartment, you know, we lived in an apartment building in Chicago on the South Side, you know, a poor neighborhood. Actually, the poorest people lived in the basement because, you know, there'd be 10 people in one room, you know. But at least we had four or five rooms. And we lived on the first floor, so we weren't quite as poor as the people in the basement there. But we weren't that much above that, you know. We were pretty poor. My mother noticed that I would go to my friend Levester's house, and every time I would go there, I would always ask, "Can I play your piano?" Well, of course, I couldn't play the piano. I didn't know anything about playing the piano. And I, to this day, I have no idea what I did. You know, maybe I did the, you know, that you do with your knuckles, you know. Or maybe somebody taught me chopsticks or something. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. So, on my 7th birthday, my parents bought me a piano because they liked the fact that I was interested in something that was cultural. They probably had no idea that eventually I would wind up being a musician, and they probably at that time, if they had known that I would pursue music, they probably would have got me something else besides a piano. You know, maybe a calculator or something, I don't know.
Well, aren't we all glad that he picked up the piano instead of the calculator? Here's Herbie Hancock, and since he gave us some of the thoughts about his earliest days in music, here is a cut from his very first release. In 1962, the album Taken Off came out, and from that here's Driftin', featuring Dexter Gordon, Freddie Hubbard, and Billy Higgins joining him on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Hi, this is Jerry Allen. And did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? I remember the first live jazz performance that I heard. My mom took me because I was too young to go to a jazz club. And the experience of hearing live jazz and the great musicians that were playing that evening completely turned me around and made me dive into the world of jazz. This is really where you can do a big part. To go out to the jazz club, support the music, and bring folks out to concerts, and wherever you see live music, support it. And enjoy April, because this is Jazz Appreciation Month. Jazz, America's national treasure, globally pervasive and enjoyed worldwide.
In addition to celebrating the great keyboardist Herbie Hancock, we'll celebrate keyboardists in general on this edition of Jazz America in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month. And one of the finest, and one of the finest band leaders and composers, too, is the great Jerry Allen. That was a trio setting, including two masters, Dave Holland on the bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums, with LWB's House, the remix version of that song. More coming up with Herbie Hancock in just a bit, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently that's not a lot unlike many messages I receive, and it reads as follows. Hey Russ, if you wouldn't mind explaining to me when Jazz America's on the radio, I'm in Rwanda and I like the show. I'm Robert in Sabayumva. Well, I was very happy to send Robert the information on when he can listen in Africa, online, and if he has a local radio station that rebroadcasts Voice of America programs, you might be able to hear it wherever you are on your local radio station. Just ask them, and they'll tell you when Jazz America's on, and also on my online radio channel for modern jazz, Moja Radio. You can also hear the Jazz America show anytime you like online. Just send me an email like Robert did, and I'll be happy to give you that information. Now, let's return to the music of Herbie Hancock. Here is one of his most famous songs. It's titled Riot. It originally came out on his album, Speak Like a Child, in 1968. But it's been recorded by many other folks since then, including another of the great keyboardists around today, Robert Glasper. Here's his version of Herbie's Riot from his album entitled Canvas on Jazz America. Thank you.
When you're gone, people cry.
That you're a respected, esteemed composer when other people take your songs and turn them into their own version. And that is exactly what happened and has happened many times before with Herbie Hancock's composition, Butterfly. That was the award-winning vocalist Gretchen Parlato from her album, In a Dream. Now, let's return to the Smithsonian Institution for the comments made by Herbie Hancock there when he donated some of his instruments to the institution. And when you come to Washington, D.C., and you will come sometime in the future, won't you, to visit our nation's capital, walk on the beautiful mall, and you'll go to the many different museums and exhibitions that are there, among them the Smithsonian Institution, and you'll see some of Herbie Hancock's great musical instruments on which he's performed so many times and created such magic. Let's hear more of his comments about his love of jazz, then hear more of his wonderful music here on Jazz America.
So I learned about theory and harmony long before I actually took it in school, but I learned it from jazz musicians. By the time I went to college and studied music, I didn't have to go to the music classes for theory or harmony, because I already knew that stuff. I mean, it seemed very basic to me, you know, from having played jazz, which was a lot more complex, you know. So, jazz is a great tool for learning. That's something that I'm very much aware of. It was the magnetism of improvisation that attracted me to jazz and steered me, not completely away from classical music as such, but it just drew me toward itself. You know, jazz just drew me like a magnet, because in this music I could express myself, I could express the physical, the spiritual, and the intellectual in jazz, because it has that kind of capacity. And jazz is a music that grew out of the black experience. It grew out of the worst of human circumstances. It grew out of slavery. But it really isn't about the black experience. It's about the human experience. And that's why people all over the world have gravitated toward jazz. That's why France had the first jazz national orchestra, for example. You know, people in Germany love jazz, and Italy love jazz. Japan, they love jazz. You know, all over the planet, jazz is loved. And this is a music that really speaks about the human spirit, but it also speaks about the true spirit of America. And I'm so proud to be a member of the jazz gang that promotes the music, that plays the music, and that loves the music.
Thank you.
One of the facets of Herbie Hancock's incredible music would certainly be world jazz, and he exhibited that on the album entitled Sound System, as he collaborated with great African artist Modé Fusasuso on the song entitled Karabali. Now, let's enjoy music from another of those who followed in the footsteps of Herbie Hancock. This young lady from Japan, Hiromi Uehara, has certainly established herself as one of the greats around today. As a very adventurous player, full of fire and energy, as well as in subtlety. She's a wonderful composer, too, and she works in a trio with Anthony Jackson on bass and Simon Phillips on drums. From their new album, Spark, here is Hiromi and one of her great compositions, What Will Be on Jazz America from VOA1. We'll be right back. young pianist from Japan, Hiromi Uehara, from her album Spark, her 10th release, with What Will Be, Will Be. And what will be next hour is more Herbie Hancock on Jazz America. Stay tuned.